Hello, and welcome to the Confident Sober Women podcast. I'm your guide, Shelby John. I'm the mother of three, wife to one, and sober since July 1st, 2002. As sober women, we have something huge in common. And when we share our lives and our stories with each other, we feel that sense of belonging and connection, so we know we are no longer alone. In this podcast, you will hear real life talk about building confidence and transforming your life beyond recovery. So come on, let's talk. Well, hey there, sober ladies. Thank you so much for joining me today for the Confident Sober Women podcast. And today I'm here solo with you to share a little story that I hope will make you smile and laugh, and also to kind of talk about why we didn't have an episode this past week. So typically, as you know, if you've been following the Confident Sober Women podcast for some time now, you know that we drop new episodes every Tuesday at 6 a.m. And kind of unless we otherwise let you know that we're taking a break, which we probably will around the holiday time next month, because it's a time when I really do a lot of rest and relaxation with my family, but also a lot of planning for next year. So I'll definitely take a couple of weeks off of the show. But anyway, this week was not a scheduled break. However, funny story, and I'm only sharing this with you because I think it's important to be able to be this vulnerable at times when mistakes are made. So I spent a couple hours last weekend, either Saturday or Sunday, now I can't even remember which one it was, editing and prepping the episode for this past week, which is typically what I do. I kind of re-listen to the episode, I provide an intro, I write the show notes, and send an email off to the guest to let them know that the episode is going to be airing live. And so I did all that. I was really proud of myself because I was kind of ahead of schedule. I was feeling good about it. I had everything all scheduled out, the email and the podcast episode. And I woke up on Monday morning to an email response from my guest saying, "I think we already published our episode together right after we recorded it," which was a few weeks ago. And I was immediately kind of shocked and like jarred into action because I didn't remember that we had already recorded this we had already published this episode. And I felt like such a goober, right? Like, what the heck? I have already literally done all of that work. Wrote an intro, did the show notes, sent an email all about that episode already, and I didn't even remember, and I spent another 2 hours doing all of that and still didn't even remember that I had already done that. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to share that story because that's embarrassing. Like, oh my gosh, I'm not very organized. And then I thought, you know what? No, I want to show up and be my real and authentic self with you always. That is part of my brand, right? Is being a truth teller. That's what I am. And so it would be against brand and against my own personal core values if I tried to just brush it under the rug and not say anything and maybe just blow it off like a, oh, whatever, we just didn't have an episode last week. And I could have done that. And I kind of started to. And then I thought better of myself and realized, you know, I better come clean with this, with my people, and let them know. Because also, one of the things that happened is I didn't go crazy over that. You know, it happened, she emailed me back. I did have that kind of tinge of embarrassment at first. I was like, oh, wow, that's really not great for my guests to know that I didn't even remember I already published her episode, but I apologized and said, you know, it was an oversight. And she was so gracious and wonderful right back, as I would be, and as probably you would be to somebody as well. And I kind of just thought, well, I just messed up, you know, I made a mistake, which we all do. So I didn't need to go into a whole diatribe with myself around like what a loser I was, or how unorganized I am, or I'm not good enough, I shouldn't even have a podcast. Those are the kinds of things that I did many years ago. And even in my own early recovery, that was still a big part of my life for years. It took me a long time to move past a lot of those negative thinking patterns, and for that not to be the first thing that came to my mind whenever anything in life happened. So I have to say, I'm pretty proud of the progress that I've made around that, because eliminating negative thinking patterns was a huge effort for me. And now it is a big part of the work I do with the women in our program, right? In the Sober Freedom Transformation, that is literally the first pillar. And it's so important because life is always going to happen no matter how sober we are. I've been sober for over 2 decades now, and it still happens, right? Things go wrong, things break, you know. I'm going to tell you another story in just a minute about our basement. And so I have to learn how to adjust. I have to be able to manage the emotions that come up with that and be able to shift into solution mode, right? Instead of staying in the problem. And that's how I choose to run my life today. I really want to be solution focused and always stepping into what I can do now, because wallowing around in what already happened or what I should have done or what I could have done doesn't really help solve the problem. I mean, there's some times when that is helpful to look back to learn something or to figure out how we could have done it better so that it doesn't happen again. That is a possibility after we've gone through something that's difficult. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't do that. I just don't think it's very helpful to stay in that place or to be really playing the should game or the what if game or really beating yourself up. So I don't know if you can relate to that. Maybe you find yourself kind of stuck in that pattern as well, like I have. It did take a lot of effort. And today still I can sometimes feel a tinge. Like I told you, I felt that little bit of embarrassment, which I believe would be sort of natural in any situation where we made a mistake. But it didn't turn into a personal attack on myself. I didn't start pointing all the fingers back at me that I was bad or I'm not enough, like I used to do in a very bad way. So that is a humongous transformation on my part, which I'm very happy about. And that's why I wanted to share it with you, because everybody makes mistakes. And I did. I made a big one. So we didn't have a podcast episode last week. And you know what? The world didn't come crashing to an end. My business kept going. I saw my clients. I talked to people online. You guys lived your life. You know, everybody just continued to move on. And you probably picked a different episode to listen to or a different podcast show in general. And we were all okay. And the guest isn't going to shame me on Facebook or not be a part of my community anymore. And we just move on. So that's what happened. And then Monday morning at 1:30 in the morning, my dog woke me up early. Now, that my dogs do typically get up very early, but this was unusual. It was 1:30 in the morning, and I was kind of upset about it because, you know, we already get up pretty early, so it was annoying. So I got the dogs, we came downstairs, I let them out, and typically we just snuggle back on the couch. When they get up early, I'll just snuggle back on the couch for a little while and try and set my alarm for when I need to get up. So I was trying to do that, and she was just like really restless, and she was kind of up against me and making me hot, and it was really annoying. And so I finally decided I would get up and I would come down to the basement because it's really cool and dark down here. There's a cozy couch that I love to snooze on sometimes so I could get the last couple hours of sleep. And so I come downstairs. It's now about, you know, 2:20 in the morning or something. And I step in water. And I was like, huh, that's weird. It was in the middle of the night, so I thought maybe I was dreaming or something. And then I get the lights turned on. I start getting my bearings. And yeah, sure enough, there is water all over our basement floor. So I was like, oh my gosh, what the heck? So I immediately tried to figure out what was happening. I opened the water heater door and there's water streaming out of the machine. So I was like, okay, we have a situation. So our basement is now flooding. There's water still streaming out. I had to completely get into solution mode, right? So I run upstairs. I gently wake my husband up because I'm like, nobody wants to be woken up in the morning at 2:30. And we kind of jump into action. And luckily, our next door neighbor goes to work super early at like 3 in the morning. And so we texted him and said, do you have a wet dry vac? Because we don't own one, which, by the way, is something you should probably have if you're a homeowner because situations like this come up. So he said yes, and he left it out for us, and we grabbed it and got to work. So for about 2 hours, my husband is vacuuming the water up. I was moving furniture, getting things outside, trying to just do my best to deal with the situation, which was totally just messy, you know, just lots of mess, water everywhere, some things were ruined, luckily not too much. And we kind of took care of it. And then we went into action once the kind of sun came up, you know, and started making phone calls to our people. And thank God our contractor was available to put in a new water heater. And we didn't even have to be without water for very long. And we got the service master guys out to help do the restoration piece and kind of help us guide through the insurance claim process and all of these kinds of things, which is a lot of work. And I'm thankful that my husband is really good at that kind of stuff because he's great at details and he knows how to work with people. And he kind of jumped into action with that stuff. But also, if you don't know, that my office is in the basement, right? So I literally see clients in person as well as online. And so now I have water in my basement and dehumidifiers and fans, and it's really, really loud and pretty impossible to see clients down here. So that was really disruptive. And so again, I'm faced with these problems that are just completely out of my control, right? None of us have anything to do with our basement getting flooded. So I had to make another plan. And I just used my best problem solving skills to decide I would just see my clients on the main floor. You know, when there's nobody here, it's still private and safe. And I just adjusted. And it was a little frustrating because my dogs had to go up to the bedroom upstairs, which they did not really like, but we made do. And we just made an adjustment. It didn't seem fair to just cancel everybody just because my office was now not available when I could create another plan. And that kind of went on all week. We had a lot of noise in the house, a lot of people in and out, ripping out flooring, talking to people, getting new estimates for what we're going to do next. And now all of our stuff is just piled up over here. It's just as if anybody's ever had this happen to you, you know, it's just a mess. But I'm so thankful that I don't have to be in the mess today. I don't have to live in the mess. I don't have to be a victim. You know, I don't have to stay in the mindset of like, oh my gosh, this is horrible, or I did something wrong, or it's my fault. I can simply just deal with the problem. And again, it hasn't been easy. I literally need a little bit of a sound detox, I think, because it's just been a particularly noisy week, from the basement to the Ravens game to tournaments. And it's just been loud. So I need a sound detox, but there is a solution for this. It's not a life-altering situation. And I'm thankful that we have resources. I'm thankful we have people who can help us, and we know who to call. And that's just what we did. You know, I didn't have to do anything else. I don't have to fall apart about it. And if I had to cancel my clients, then, you know, so be it. I would have done that. But I was able to create another solution, which was really helpful. So I just wanted to share those two stories with you today in light of the fact that all of us go through struggles, right? That's never going to change. We're always going to have things that go on in life that are unexpected. I believe that probably 95%, maybe even more, of life is uncertain, that we don't know what is going to happen, that we have no control over. And so when that happens for you, like, how are you going to manage it? When the big feelings start creeping up of sadness and anger and pain and embarrassment and, you know, depression, like, how are you going to handle it? What are you going to do with all of that? And that's exactly the work I do. That is exactly what we do when we dig into that transformation process to help women move from one place in their life to this incredible place of sobriety with confidence, thriving in that longer term sobriety phase where you feel like you can intuitively make good decisions, where you have a handle on your own health, your relationships, and you're making really good decisions for yourself. You also are able to make plans to fulfill those desires of your heart, those things that are bubbling up now that are making you feel really good about your life, that are coming in and saying like, I want to do this. I want to pursue this. I want to start this. And maybe you have those and they're at your fingertips, but you don't quite know what the roadmap looks like. You know, you don't know how to get from here to that desire, to that future self. So that's exactly where I can come in and meet you. We can help work together in group or a one-on-one if you prefer that. The Sober Freedom Transformation is now open. It is a group program designed specifically for women who have a year or more sober that want to dive into some of this emotional sobriety work and learn how to thrive in long-term recovery. So if that feels like you, you can get more information by reaching out. You can DM me on social media. You can send me an email, or you can check out the website at shelbyjohncoaching.com/mastermind. Hey, and make sure if you're loving the Confident Sober Women podcast that you share it with your other sober friends. There's so much content here. There's 148 episodes that you can share and let them know that we are here to provide the message of hope and building confidence beyond recovery. So just hit that share button on your podcast platform and send it off to other women that you know would enjoy it. And also, if you're enjoying it, leave a rating and review. Just scroll down to the bottom of your platform and hit that 5-star button and leave a little review, like one or two sentences. It'll literally take you 15 seconds probably, because it does, it really, really, really helps to have other women see that, to know what our show is about and how it's going to help support them. So I'd really appreciate it. I hope you have a fantastic day and a wonderful holiday season. And make sure you check out all the rest of the episodes and binge them if you haven't been a part of our show community for this long. And we're going to be sharing a tremendous amount more content coming in the next year. So I look forward to doing that with you. Have a fantastic day, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode of Confident Sober Women. If you enjoyed this conversation, hit the subscribe button above so you won't miss any upcoming episodes. And hey, if you really loved it, leave me a review. You can learn more about the Sober Freedom Inner Circle membership at www.shelbyjohncoaching.com/innercircle. See you next time.